Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Roger Craig. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Herb Noren. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moon takes first base on ball four. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Moon. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Moon steals second. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larker takes first base on ball four. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Wills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larker moves to second. Roger Craig batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Craig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larker scores. Wills goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Taylor settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Noren, who is chasing the ball. Neal reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Averill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. Two outs. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Larker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larker moves to third. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dark strikes out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Craig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Craig bunts towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Averill covering, for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Neal hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Bill Henry now pitching. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Averill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive towards first. Hodges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Noren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a line drive into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Larker bunts towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long pinch hits for Bill Henry. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive towards first. Marshall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wills is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Averill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Craig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Moon now playing left field. Ron Fairley now playing right field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. 1 out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Marshall strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a pop-up towards short. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moon hits a fly ball into left field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Noren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Dodgers. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Taylor reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Craig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-4 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.